Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You know, I haven't really been paying attention to, you know, the news on the outside. But, you know, hearing that from Coach Riley and Joe Castiglione, you know, I absolutely understand it. I knew that something needed to be done, and I feel worse now because of the spot that I put them in. It's not something that your coach wants to do, but you know, there's necessary things and punishments for and consequences for actions like I did on Saturday.
That's Baker Mayfield talking to the media yesterday. Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Field. Mayfield. Well, 106.7 The Fan. Mayfield is the starting quarterback at Oklahoma, where he's going to win the Heisman Trophy, and they're going to be in the college football playoff, it looks like. He's being benched for the start of West Virginia contest coming up this weekend and has had his captaincy stripped from him. And he was emotional, as was his coach, Lincoln Riley. Worth noting about a guy who was a finalist for the 2016 Heisman and is going to win the award very likely this year. We're about 9 months to the week removed from him being arrested back in February in Fayetteville.
I'd forgotten about that.
He was charged with public intoxication, disorderly conduct, fleeing and resisting arrest. The last of those charges dropped. Mayfield reached a plea deal June 14th. Details were not released until soon thereafter. Lincoln Riley took over, and I'm reading a story in the Washington Post. And at that time, Lincoln Riley said he was going to be disciplined internally, but that he wouldn't miss any playing time. And I remember there was a little bit of blowback about why not have him sit at the beginning of the season. Yeah. He ended up having to do 35 hours community service as well as participate in university alcohol education course and some other things. I don't bring that up in any way to kind of throw his character as a negative out there. I bring it up because I think it's important to maybe the context of why he's being sat here. And that is, when you don't get benched after that this offseason, maybe Lincoln Riley goes to you and says, "Hey, Baker, we're going to give you another opportunity. You're a college kid. You did something stupid. You had a drunken night. Happens to the best of us. Do not mess up again or you're going to miss time."
Right.
And maybe you even made a case out of him in front of the whole team where you say, "Hey, this was a mistake. He is now, and you guys all get to make one mistake, and then we're going to hold you accountable." And they viewed this as the second mistake, and maybe that was part of it.
It's entirely possible, although that's not mentioned here, but it is worth bringing up. Again, the context certainly does matter. The bigger picture. And I know Dar, by the way, said that this whole thing was dumb. So I'd actually love to hear from him why he disagrees with us.
This was a hot take. Get Dar on mic here. Dar says it's stupid that he's being benched. It's stupid that he's had his captaincy stripped. And it's stupid that he had to apologize.
For me, it's the perfect way to do it. And so just to answer the question that you asked right before we went to break is, what would I do? I'd bench him for one possession, because the bigger punishment here is the captaincy. The bigger punishment here is, you were the example, you were the leader, you no longer are. Still be a great teammate, still do what you're supposed to do, but you have been stripped of the legacy situation that you were going to leave behind. You were I'm sure there's something where they etch who the team captains were into a certain place on the wall. And then you don't get that anymore. That's the bigger deal to me. So I'd say a possession, then you go back in and go win your Heisman trophies by scoring 65 points against West Virginia. But I think this is being handled perfectly. But I know Dart would like it.
I would bench him for a quarter, I think. And it's not necessarily that a quarter is like, if it's not that, it's not enough. But you run the risk, if it's a series, of a three and out.
Right.
Maybe two series is. That would be fine with me, too. I think one series is probably, why did you even do it at that point? Why bother? It's got to be, you know, a dozen plays or get through your first 15 script, give whoever you're starting a chance to actually go out there and play a little bit. And I still think you're going to win the game anyway, because he's going to come in, as you said, and he's going to light up West Virginia whenever he plays.
They defensively are not adequate, the old Mountaineers.
No,
team.
They are not.
They are not.
Dar, you hate this so much. You love college football. Why do you hate it?
It's just so stupid. There's no reason to bench him. There are taunting penalties in every game, every week, and nobody is benched because of them. And no one's made to apologize because of them. Why would you then penalize a guy who didn't get a penalty, didn't do anything wrong, didn't hurt anyone.
Didn't do anything wrong, Dar?
No, he didn't do anything wrong.
Well, this
wrong.
Is the same guy that liked Johnny Manziel doing his money fingers and flicking off the Redskins sideline.
Dar-a-Lago, I understand it wasn't a penalty. There's a difference between saying, hey, I just caught that in your face. It's a first down, up yours, whatever. I'm sure that's the way they talk smack these
guys. Guys don't, you say they all the time, people taunt. They don't do the motion that he did on the sideline across to the other sideline where he's grabbing himself. That's not normal.
Two words, seven letters. First letter of the first word is F. The last letter of the last word is U. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, people never say that on a football field.
No, well, they absolutely probably do, but they don't do. They don't stand there like he did doing what he did.
On the sidelines with their helmet off.
Like, no one's done that this season.
I guarantee you it has happened at many points this season.
Yeah, really?
On the field, motion. Helmets on, yelling at each other. That's competitive fire. That's
standing
normal.
On the sideline. Chilling.
What's the difference between on the field versus on the sideline?
That everyone can see it.
Wouldn't everybody be seeing it on the field
with your helmet on? No
I
one can tell you're
year,
saying
so. No is my point.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, he didn't do anything wrong. There is nothing he did.
You can't
that is
just
wrong.
Say that. You could say it's not that big a deal, but you can't
it's
tell
not,
me that's
it's not a big deal.
That's more accurate.
That's
than he didn't do anything wrong.
He did something wrong. Yes.
No. He didn't do anything wrong.
Again, we can't get Dar past
this. Dar did not have an issue. If you go back and listen to the show after Johnny Manziel flicked off the Redskins sideline,
a competitive game.
Let's say you're Brendan Mayfield. That's your son.
Yeah.
Are you stoked that your son grabbed his junk and said "f you" to a bunch of guys?
But
so it's wrong.
So then it would
it's
be
not
wrong.
We almost got it. I don't have to like it, but it doesn't make it wrong.
It's not. You could think it's not a big deal. That's a debate. That's a wonderful debate we can have. Admit that it's not something you'd want to have happen. You wouldn't be thrilled if I did that or if walking around, whatever, in a competitive environment.
I wouldn't care if I was a coach.
You don't care if a 21-year-old kid who represents your program for everything is grabbing his junk and screaming F you at an opponent.
If he's as good as he is? No, not at all. Especially not after what happened to him
also,
at the kickoff and on the field.
Didn't have an issue with Johnny Manziel flicking off the sideline on national TV. Don't forget that.
Dar would have a bigger problem if Baker Mayfield was a flat earther than what he did after the game.
I'm just fascinated by flat earthers.
You do love flat earthers. Let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. Again, the logic there, though, was he would be upset if his kid did it, but it is not the wrong thing to do. Let's go to Emma in Leesburg. Hey, Emma.
Hey, Emma.
Hey, guys. This is my first time calling. Very excited.
Thank you. I think it was an appropriate consequence
because in the post-game interview, Baker Mayfield mentioned that he didn't recognize that his actions were unnecessary and wrong until his coach pointed it out. And I definitely think that he didn't realize himself that it was wrong. He had to have someone else point it out, and that's not who you want leading your team.
It's a good call. Thank you. I mean, his coach is definitely helping him see the ire of his ways. Let's go to Justin in Southern Maryland. Hey, Justin.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up,
good.
Man?
Good. I've got a unique perspective because I actually just moved from Oklahoma City area, so I got a lot of OU football. And this is not, like you guys were saying, this is not his first time with an incident. And he's kind of got the aura of bigger than the program. And Riley's wanting to come in there and just make his mark, so to speak, that this is not going to be tolerated, and I think it's the right punishment.
Yeah, he's super brash. I mean, I like watching the guy play. I think he's very over the top as a personality. He walks out and jaws and curses and yells at other teams. All that. I mean, this is what he does. Mm-hmm. He's like a cocky, brash, arrogant dude.
And I don't mind that. I really don't.
I don't either, but when you walk that line, you better make sure you don't jump over it. In this game, he clearly did. Nick's in D.C. What's up, Nick?
Hey, Nick.
Hey, what's up, guys? Listen, is it a big deal? Not really. There have been plenty worse. But the bigger jerk move here is what Kansas did to him during the coin toss. Dar mentioned it, and I'm not saying that's an excuse, but as far as, like, you know, punishment, maybe a series, but slap on the wrist at the worst.
Yeah, I actually agree with everything you just said. Not a big deal. Kansas, by the way, and not being sportsmanlike, were bigger, quote-unquote, jerks up until Mayfield did what he did on the sideline. I mean, they "quote unquote," started it. You've got more to lose, by the way. Be the adult in the room. How about that? How about
they were mean to me first.
After I'm do something stupid,
I can fully acknowledge it. It is a tough ask. It is difficult to rise above. I know that firsthand. I've taken the bait a million times, and I will probably take it a million more. More is asked of you when you're a Heisman finalist. More is asked of you when you're the team captain. More is that expectations that come with from the responsibility of being given the place that he's been given. It's not, is it fair that we're not talking about any of the Kansas guys? Of course not. Of course it's not fair. That's not what this is about. It's not about fairness. It is about the eyes of the sporting world are on you for the wrong reason, and it was avoidable.
I've got a couple tweets here I want to react to next. People on hold as well. 800-636-1067. Want to hear from you guys. We'll also get to Chris Russell on the Redskins. You're listening to The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.